This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rocky and Lissa in the morning on 98.5 KRZ.
The longer I thought about this, Liss, the longer I realized, wow, I was way ahead of my time.
Really? Because we were talking about things that became trendy, but you actually liked them on the ground level. You liked these things before they blew up. What was yours?
And I am never a trendsetter. I follow trends. I'm more of a follower than a leader. But the more I thought about this, I was social networking before it was cool.
Explain.
Early 90s, we had a computer in our building. And our engineer set us up with there was a bulletin board service. You would actually call out to hook into it was a radio prep service that you had to call into.
On the phone.
Other morning shows around the country.
Okay.
But it was on a computer, and it was all on DOS, so it was all just text. It was a text-based program. So I was actually interacting with other morning shows around the country.
Oh, my God.
Before social networking was a thing. The more I thought about it, I thought, yeah, that was like a social network back then. And I'm saying probably about 91, 92.
Did Sue have to churn butter next to it to keep the computer running?
Or how did
you power
it?
Amish boy.
We had this giant printer. It would print out reams of paper. You know,
with the little dots on the side?
Exactly, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. And it was all DOS. Have you ever worked with DOS before?
No.
It's the worst.
I'm not even certain what it is. Should have Zuckerberged that, man. You could have been something. You could have made something out of that.
I'm sure Zuckerberg was already doing something at that point. He was way ahead of me. But
that is impressive, yeah. Though. Good
anything for you.
The only thing I can think of...
Yep.
Because a lot of the stuff I love is just, it's been popular the whole time. Like
sure.
80s bands I love, you
right.
know, stuff yeah. like that. The one thing I stopped doing because I didn't want to be a trendy weirdo. My mom used to make us avocado toast all the time when we were kids. And then avocado toast became like the big Gen Xer hipster doofus
thing. Oh, they have it at Dunkin' now, yeah.
Okay, and there's nothing wrong with it and it's delicious. But I actually stopped eating it because I didn't want to be that person who was like, I just discovered this thing. It's avocado toast. Like, I've been eating it legitimately since
wow.
I was a child.
So you were ahead of the curve
but
on avocado toast.
It bothers me so
really?
Much that now everybody's doing it. Like, you watch The Bachelor and all the girls are like, I need my avocado toast.
Right, like, it's like a Kardashian thing.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Hey, she can do me one better in the text club. Susan in the text club says she believes she invented dipping French fries in the Frosty at Wendy's, and now they advertise it like it's a thing. She's
wow.
like, I swear to God.
Ken, what were you doing before it was cool?
I don't know if this qualifies, but back in the 70s, I was using a car tire tube to sleigh ride.
Oh, that's a cute one.
We used to use paneling back in my day, but
my brother told me it wasn't right and I should stop. But after he got to enjoy it, then it, you know, I don't know if I was one of the first to do that.
But you look at credit. You get credit. No one told you to do that.
And you look at Montage, man. They're making a mint off of you know, inner tubes going down the hill. Yeah.
What? Tell your brother that.
Yeah.
Ken, if you only marketed that idea way back in the 70s.
Just like Rocky's social media idea. You guys would be on a yacht right
yeah,
now together.
That's right.